Mark Wilson, as mentioned, has joined me in the studio, and you've just been at Bellevue to hear the words of Wakefield Trinity Wildcats chairman Michael Carter, who takes on the role of firefighter once again at Bellevue.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not so sure he does, Rich. I'm not so sure the doom and gloom is as deep at Bellevue as you might have thought it would be.
Well, that's good, then.
Spoke to Michael yesterday when news broke, and I was surprised by his reaction. He admitted that he had had a frosty relationship with Brian since Christmas, so maybe this has been on the cards for a while.
I know that sports supporters in general do like to always look back on the past with rose-tinted spectacles. Mm-hmm. It is what we do best.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why Brian Smith has decided to make this decision 5 weeks into the season. In the same way that...
Well, I'll tell you why.
In the same
way
that Hulkingston Rovers sat their coach after 3 weeks. What's changed?
Well, I think completely different. I think OKR sat the coach, and this is my opinion and my opinion only, because it wouldn't have looked publicly good to do it after he got them to Wembley and breezed away with the Middle Eights last year. They were waiting for the first convenient excuse, and it came when they lost at home to Wakefield, and away he went. So for me, that was poor form. I also think it's poor form that Brian Smith quit now, if I'm brutally honest. He's come back, Michael Carter's given him absolutely everything, extra strength and conditioner, extra physio, training at Fev, which, whilst the facilities are fantastic, is costing Wakefield money. He's done all that. We thought, or I thought, when we'd been down to see Brian, absolutely bouncing before the start of the season. And then all of a sudden, a little bit defeatist, maybe it's set in, that despite his best efforts, you know, he mentioned the Catalan Wallabies, didn't he, or Kangaroos, whatever he referred to them as, they haven't got the money to compete regularly with those teams. At the minute, got to say that, at the minute. And I think the realisation had just set in that, you know, whatever I do here, it is always going to be about fighting in that bottom four. And you know what? I don't think he's got the stomach for it, and I think he's thought, enough's enough.
There's no grand final, is there? There's no glory at Wakefield, is there?
Not in the way of silverware. You wouldn't have thought so. You never know in the cup. You know, you can get a good run. You never say never. I mean, there's no doubt, in my opinion, Wakefield have been more competitive than they've been, certainly last year. They're moving forward. Things are right off the field. Take a look at Castleford, right? I know Wakefield won't want to compare themselves to Castleford. Castleford have paid their bills. They've had a guy backing them, Jack Fulton, rest his soul, has backed the club to the hilt. They've run the house in order. They got slated. What do they bring to Super League? They're always near the bottom, blah, blah, blah. What they did is they built their club the right way. Michael Carter's doing that now at Wakefield. It might not look it, but he's building it the right way. The likes of, you know, Tupu, who played at the weekend. I mean, that's the first time I've seen him live. He's a great player. You know, that Arona. He's a good player. They've got some good players now, Wakefield. Not doom and gloom, Rich. Not doom and gloom.
Where to next? Well, I guess we don't know.
15 applicants.
Well, this is the great thing, is it? I said this yesterday. As soon as the job's open, you know people are going to be straight on to Michael Carter.
Yeah, he said a lot of them are the usual suspects.
Yeah. So you can work out who's there.
There were one or two strongly in with a chance last time.
Well, we know the club went to Dewsbury and asked for permission, didn't they, to speak to
Colin. Yeah.
Wilson. Whether they'll do that again or not, we don't know.
I think there's some that are in jobs in Super League already, maybe assistant coach-wise, that are looking, that would like the job. And I think there was one or two of them that came very close before Brian Smith was appointed. I think Brian Smith was a bit of a left-field appointment, you'd argue. As Michael said, look, he did what he was asked to do. He kept Wakefield in Super League. Where do they go from here? I think I'd like to see them getting a young, up-and-coming coach in.
Well, they've got time on their side now, haven't they? Because, you know, there's plenty of weeks until the split. Going into the Middle Eights, which we assume Wakefield will be in, which we would assume pre-season anyway, because the most people were predicting...
There is always a chance they might not be. They might overexceed and not be in. So, I look at it, Michael Carter, for me, if you wanted to work for an owner, he'd probably be one of them, because he understands where Wakefield are. He's not going, well, I'm not spending salary cap, but we should be in the grand final and at Wembley every year. He's realistic. He's building. Great boss to work for, in my opinion. I think he'll get a lot of applicants. I think now more will probably come out. More will have reviewed it last night and had a look. From the outside looking in, Wakefield are a well-run club now. club mate, you know, as a Super League coach, you might want to work and feel you'd be given the chance to grow.
And the squad's not perfect, obviously it's not, but on the budget they have, it's
well,
a very decent,
I forget,
competitive squad.
Yeah, and I forget what, I think he said Brian Smith had sanctioned the re-signing or the signing of 19 of those players, so it was his team. That he's walked away from, but
I guess we're never going to get the answers, are we, from Brian Smith?
Well, you might do. You might do, but reading between the lines, I don't think Wakefield are overly upset. He's gone.
The one question I have is not why have you walked away, Brian? Why have you gone back to your farm in Australia? Because I can understand that. He's in his 60s. You know, his coaching career at the top level was at an end before he came back to Wakefield. And some say he was still over when he came back to Wakefield. Why didn't you just walk away in October when you had that chance? When the season was over.
I think that sport can do that to you, Rich, can't it? You know, he'll have felt the magic, that buzz. You know, you said there's no glory. There was glory in the last game of the season, wasn't there? Because that's what it was all for. The full year really was aimed at that one game and they won it. And I think that maybe, with hindsight, had he have had another couple of weeks to think about it, he might have thought, you know what, I'm not that bothered. But he did. Interesting as well, highest paid coach in Wakefield's history. Maybe the Wakefield might save a few quid there. They might be able to sign some more players.
That's true. It's going to be interesting. Jordan Tansey's gone to Huddersfield on loan today. That's one player.
Has he? I didn't know that.
It's one player off the books. That's happened while you were away. So interesting times. And obviously, Wakefield travel to St Helens on Friday. Our live commentary game here on Radio Yorkshire. Stuart Dickens in charge again. Mm-hmm. As a caretaker, I think he said before he didn't want the job on a full time basis. So it's going to be interesting to see.
Well, he said last time he wasn't ready for it, and Michael said he spoke to him last night about taking the team, and he didn't intimate that he wanted the job. Yeah. So whether he will put him for it, we don't know. But it'd be interesting. There's some decent people out of work at the minute, or that might fancy a new challenge.
Well,
so.
People are already going to say, aren't they? Chris Chester, Paul Rowley, the names that people are going to say, and then I mentioned Glenn Morrison, people from the past as well. John Keir at Batley's doing a good job.
I'd love
job.
To know if Willie Poaching, you know, will apply for it, because I think he's been. Roughly there.
Rod Studd mentioned this on Monday, and I'm completely of this school of thought that I am not. You don't have to have had any connection with the club to come and be a coach of a club, because I think that, look at Leeds United. Look at the succession of great players from that great Leeds United team of the 70s that came in and coached the club and didn't do much.
Look at Bradford City. Stuart McCall, a hero to all, came in. Couldn't do it, could he?
So I'm not a big fan of. Let's bring in an ex-player just because they're an ex-player. But no, I think the fact that Willie Poaching, I think, should have been given a chance at Hull KR.
I think he's done his apprenticeship, Rich. I think someone's got to give him a go. He said he wanted that Rovers job. I think he's been. I think they should have let him have it till the end of the season. But there's always that risk. You give him it, he does well. If you've got someone else in mind, then you've got a bit of a nasty situation. But look, we'll see. To my knowledge, he hasn't applied for it, but he might well be penning his CV as we speak.
It's going to be fascinating. I guess there's no rush because, you know, there's plenty of time until they split, and we'll see what happens.
But Michael Carter did confirm, though, that they're not going to sign Travis Burke. Well, he said they haven't. They were wrongly linked
with him. Interesting, because St Helens or someone's been and quoted saying to saying that.
No, Cunningham said it. He believed that was the case, and I think an apology has been dealt.